Grid Computing. Link up wherever you like. Working on a new drug development project? Need to solve a set of equations with 5 million unknowns? One click is all it takes. Or are you looking to find a way to improve the aerodynamics of an aircraft or an automobile? The solution is only a mouse click away. Behind the phrase grid computing lies a technology that will one day allow anyone to solve complex mathematical problems without having to invest in a large, sophisticated computer and expensive software. In the not-too-distant future, the grid will link every computer, database, archive and software library in the world, forming a global network with immense processing power. A profoundly fantastic vision. The concept of grid computing, which was hatched in the United States around 10 years ago, is actually quite simple. Connecting computers into a grid leads to better utilization of hardware and software. And since most computers are underutilized, the result is the conservation of computing resources. While their owners are occupied with other activities, for instance sleeping, eating, or simply enjoying their free time, their computers are idle. In theory, they could be doing something useful instead, such as performing calculations on behalf of another user. As Professor Ulrich Trottenberg, director of the Fraunhofer Institute for Algorithms and Scientific Computing, SCI, explains, before turning his theory into practice, several conditions need to be fulfilled.
Das Grid setzt erstmal voraus, dass Rechner, vielleicht alle Rechner dieser
First of all, creating a grid assumes that all the computers, perhaps every computer in the world, are connected to one another. That is the physical basis. And then comes the essence of the grid concept, namely the performance aspect, which involves the productive, standardized, and harmonized utilization of these processing resources. Linking together databases and software libraries wherever they might be located and making active use of them in order to solve a specific task.
Unlike the World Wide Web, the grid will have the ability to independently recognize the meaning of search inquiries. Users need only type in their question, click on the start symbol, then sit back and wait for the answer. Working in the background is the middleware, a software application that understands the semantics of the inquiry and tracks down the right database and the right software and hardware resources to come up with the answer. Numerous institutes around the globe are active in the field of grid technology research. In Germany alone, more than 100 institutes have joined forces to form the D-Grid network. The network is being funded by the German Research Ministry for the next 3 years through a 20 million euro grant, with the aim of creating a common grid infrastructure for use by German industry, science and education. Enormous efforts are also underway at the European level. The EU project SIMDAT supports complex data-centric applications by grid-federated problem-solving environments, providing transparent access to distributed data repositories. SIMDAT, consisting of 27 European research teams, including 2 Fraunhofer institutes, aims at optimizing the distributed product and process development in industrial sectors such as automobile, aircraft and pharma, where the collaboration of different disciplines is already standard.
The design of a low-noise, high-lift landing system for an aeroplane involves subsystem design in fluid dynamics, structural mechanics and acoustics. The collaborating expert groups are typically seated in different locations and working on their sub-problem mostly independent from each other.
This is where computer grids offer a solution. By testing out the Fraunhofer resource grid, which links all 8 institutes that belong to the Fraunhofer network for grid computing, small and medium-sized enterprises have the chance to experience the real advantages of access to a computer grid. Meanwhile, major companies are already establishing their own in-house grids and linking themselves to their suppliers. But this is just the beginning. Professor Trottenberg expects the big breakthrough to arrive in a few years' time, when the new middleware is fully mature and the issues of computer and data security have been resolved. And with a single click of a mouse, the world of computing will be completely transformed.